This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Mary Goulet. Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Rich O'Shea. What's up? And wait, it'll be screaming into the studio here in just about 28 seconds. So let me ask you this. Email accounts. Who's your email account with? Do you have a Gmail or a Hotmail or a Yahoo or a Mary Goulet?
Yes, I have my own.
You have your own.
MaryGoulet.net is Bluehost.
Yeah. But does it go
Gmail.
Through, then it, you pick, do you pick it up like on one of them web server thingies?
Pop3.
Or do you are fancy.
Or IMAP, whatever it is.
Ooh, that's fancy. what about you, Richie Rich? Do you go through, which do you
I'm
go through?
I'm hoping I'm not hacked.
Well, that's
yeah, right.
Are you on Yahoo?
Yeah, that's you, one of my main, I oh, mean, I have you're, seven different emails because there's so much crap I subscribe to that I don't open those.
Yeah, you're hosed. So you have a Richie Ote at yahoo.com kind of thingy, something sort of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wade, what about you? Because I know you got your WS thing. But
oh, yeah. Well, I've got, like Rich, I've got six email accounts. Mainly it's the one on our own server, you know, wsradio.com, wade@wsradio.com.
This. Right. And what can they get
top,
when they
you go up to the top left corner?
Exactly. Sign in.
Oh, man.
And then I use a Gmail account, wsradiostaff@gmail.com, for general stuff. But I've got a Yahoo account. I've got another Gmail account.
You got all that.
So let's get into the logistics of the Yahoo. I know that's where you're going.
This is totally where I'm going. So first and foremost, like, how does this happen? That I mean, Yahoo is...
They sold.
Well, first of all, in the name, you should kind of know, like a derogatory term. When like somebody does something, you go, "Ah, guys, just a Yahoo." You know, it's like, I mean, that's kind of like, right?
It's a Yahoo, isn't it?
Yahoo.
Is it a Yahoo or a Yahoo?
It depends on what part of country you're from.
Yahoo.
Right?
Yahoo. So that was
kind of fun,
right? So that is kind of fun, and obviously we all remember that. But if you have a Yahoo email account, you may have been breached, which, by the way, is like a really fancy, sort of polite way of saying they got all your shit. So that's like 500 million accounts breached, which is scary. But I guess what I'm not clear on is, like, why is that scary? Like, what can they possibly do?
So you're scared, but you're not clear why you're scared?
Exactly. So it's a fear-based campaign where that's what they want you to do. Like, in this country, they just want you to be, like, Trump, that's why he's winning. Because he's winning on fear. He wants you to be afraid of what is going on with this country and what can possibly go wrong if he's not the man in power. So, like, this is the same kind of thing. So, what happens?
Well, maybe I'm not smart enough to understand this. And, you know, Rich, you've got a good understanding of a range of things. I don't know what subsidiary data they might be capturing that's going to allow them to build some kind of profile.
Here, hold on. The information may have included names, email addresses, telephone numbers, dates of birth, and in some cases, encrypted or unencrypted security questions and answers. So what?
Right.
Well, like, see, why does that matter?
And to
so
that
if
point,
they want to get into and see that I don't know how to spell in my
right.
emails.
well, fundamentally, people need to realize nobody cares about your crap. For the 90% of it, you don't have anything worth stealing.
Right.
Now, you do need to be aware if for some reason they did, as we've seen with these data breaches. I used to sell computers, and I'd try to explain to people, when you're on the computer, you're on your front porch. You're not in your back bedroom with the door closed.
Yeah.
You're on your front porch.
Well, sometimes
everybody's
I'm in the bedroom
see,
with the door closed. I mean, is
but still, everybody yes. online has the capacity.
Most of the people online
are
seeing, in the
bedroom. Of seeing what you're doing.
So
the computer
the backyard,
is not private. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's going to get breached. If
wait, they can reverse the camera now too. Did you hear that?
Oh yeah.
Like people can like people can go in. So like Mary Goulet, like people can be in your computer right now using your camera to see
to
you.
Watch you.
That's the scariest shit ever. Right?
How do they do that?
Somehow.
Like the hackers.
Like the hackers.
The hackers
they,
are smart.
They take control. why don't those people... I want to like, why don't they do something for good?
Right. Well, well
I want to reverse the camera of people watching porn.
Oh, come on. No, I got to scratch my mind. No, no, no.
See their reactions. No, just faces.
That's called chat roulette.
I don't want to look down below the
thing. No, stop. I just want to see their reactions. Boys, stop.
Yeah.
But, Richard, time out.
But yeah, definitely.
That was Steve. What are you talking about?
But definitely.
Wade was trying to make a legitimate point here. Let's let Wade finish.
He's the only one that does.
Yeah, well, but just, it's kind of like you live in a bad neighborhood and you know that the thieves have the master key to all the doors in the neighborhood. Yeah. It's just a given. You are going to have the possibility of being broken into. Your saving grace is you're poor and you don't have anything worth stealing.
Why are we talking about poor people, Wade?
That's my Richieism.
Please.
Locks just keep honest people honest.
That's it.
That's one of them. What he's trying to say is the crook will get
that's
in.
That's like way over. That's like way above my head. Well, so what? Yeah. Locks keep honest people honest.
Yeah. Crooks are going to get in anyway. The crooks are going to get in anyway. Oh, if someone wants to get your stuff, a lock just keeps the honest person.
It's going through the window, like next to the door.
It's the same reason why I think they're really
and sleep on your couch.
There should be a couple steps with the guns, for instance. Let people have guns, do whatever. But if you don't put the couple steps, it's like
they get it anyway. But
when they have that momentary lapse,
I don't think Wade has completed his thought.
Yeah, no. You guys are doing good.
Yay! By the way, at the concert last night, I saw Leon Bridges live last night. I shit you not, the guy a couple rows ahead of me, most people were like, yeah, you know, screaming. I was like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. He was like, you're doing excellent. That's what he screamed out.
Did he really?
He screamed out, you're doing excellent. But not like, you know, like excellent, like a cool way of saying it. Right. Just like, you're doing excellent. It was like,
Everybody's
sorry,
like,
I digress.
Me and Roddy McDowell.
So I can't interrupt you with something that's relative to what you're saying.
But
he can totally interrupt with something that has nothing to do with it.
Just a broader point, and Rich is absolutely right. If they want your stuff, they're going to get it. If you have anything online, they're going to get it. If you've created any digital content, they're going to get it. That's just a given. But again, for most of us, we don't have anything they want. But, you know, Rich, you've worked in the e-commerce world. So maybe by grabbing my IP address, my phone number, and my name, there's something that they
can. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. I mean,
what can you do with it?
PCI compliance now. Well, I mean, it's all, most of the information they're getting is all to match stuff together and test cards to see if they even work. They're not even.
Wait, you're talking about credit cards?
Yeah. I have no clue who did this and what's going on, but I'm just saying most of the time, generally speaking, when all this is happening, they're trying to pair up information to be able to get on the dark web with the guys that have all the cards.
That's what I want to know.
So they may have captured your credit card independently.
Yeah, and then they try to match all that stuff.
And now they're looking for supplemental data that they can then.
Yeah, because when you get 500 million or however many million and then you compare enough databases, you don't need that big of a percentage to still hit a home run.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like you can just email these people with, like, you know, something anyway, because the ISPs are going to shut it down. You get spam complaints.
They're not going to go in and start reading people's emails and stuff. Like, that's not what happens.
And so what I want to know, though, is what do you do with that? Because evidently the guy, the hacker, who uses the name Peace, which, of course, is, like, the most ludicrous name ever for a hacker is Peace, because isn't, like, he is the anti-peace. That would be a better name for this particular person. But he was trying to sell the usernames, passwords, and dates of birth of the Yahoo account users on the dark web, a black market of thousands of secret websites. See, where on earth do we find this dark web? And how do I not know about this?
I've heard about it, but I don't get it.
Where does this dark web exist?
In darkness.
And of course, but I'm looking at you, Rich, because like at this table, I think the only reasonable guess is going to come from you.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I mean, do they have some
I got a Yahoo account. I'm not going to expose.
You're hosed anyway, man. Right. They know who you are.
I just view the dark web as like downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, can we pick another city like New York?
Okay, downtown Urbana.
Urbana, like in Champaign, Urbana?
Right.
Or Nirvana. Downtown Urbana.
I think there's an Urbana, Illinois. Perhaps not.
There is. Right next to Champaign.
So it might not be as scary as Chicago. But the point being, the dark web is a bad part of town that unless you're wanting to do nefarious things, you probably don't need to interact with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all I want to know is if we're all connected to this internet thing, how come some people are able to get onto this dark web? It's like, speaking of Chicago.
Keeping with Wade's analogy, yes. Real quick, and I'll, Silicon Valley. That's where you think most web stuff happens, right?
Most. Historically.
Okay. And to stick with Wade's analogy, the dark web is the tenderloin.
Of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like, the part of the cow that you enjoy
there,
eating.
It's sitting there. You just need to know about it and go and know, don't knock on that door or that door or that door. Go knock on that door. You know, like, yeah. You just know other people that know how to get there.
I don't know the right people, evidently.
And that's a good thing.
And of course, you don't want to know the people.
And if you don't know them, you might get stabbed. So it's just better to not go there. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So you just have to be invited by the right person.
Well, no, you just have to be nefarious enough to go, I want what's there, and hopefully I won't get stabbed, but being I'm a gangster too, mm-hmm. You know, I'm a mafioso, and I'm going to go into the bad part of town. It might not be as scary for you.
By the way, some hackers are super important. Like they're good people.
Like, why? And they're hacking for good?
Yeah, some hackers are like, some companies, most big companies, hire hackers.
Mm-hmm.
They hire them to try to break in to find
holes. Right, to try to break their system. I mean, that's...
Yeah, they're just problem solvers. They're entrepreneurs that haven't been channeled. Yeah.
I need to get to my happy place, guys.
Okay, so
I don't want to talk about the dark web.
And fortunately...
Well, this is nothing... You want to talk about murdering black people and stuff
again? I do not
want
to talk about...
That was our other choice. We could have talked about murdering black people.
I'm in my happy place.
Yeah, okay. Well, the happy place is... We'll meditate here on the break.
Yes.
and then in our next segment, we're going to have an opportunity to talk to Marilyn Settle. So that will
get you
to your happy place right there. All right, guys. Stay off of the dark web. We'll talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.